Well, a decade after a wide-ranging study by the World Bank determined that zero countries treated men and women equally under the law, a latest report now says that six countries can claim that mantle. Those countries are Belgium, Denmark, France, Latvia, Luxembourg, and Sweden. They were scored on an index of categories such as freedom to travel, work, get paid, get married, start a family, run a business, manage their assets, and receive a pension. The U.S. tied for 62nd place, along with the Bahamas, Kenya, and Malawi. For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Terry Boyer, director of the Institute for Women's Leadership at Villanova University. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. How do you measure gender equality under the law?
Well, the way that they did that in this study is they actually looked at the laws on the books for each of these countries to see whether or not women had the same rights as men in those categories that you mentioned earlier. So they looked not to see that women could do certain things, but that they were having the exact same rights as men in those categories.
All right. So given that the U.S. scored 83.75 out of 100, what are some of the areas where this country needs to improve?
Right. It's funny because we were perfect in certain categories like our ability to run a business or our managing of assets. But where we did our poorest was under having children. And that's not a surprise. The U.S. is one of just a handful, and I mean three countries in the world, that does not offer paid leave as part of its laws. And there are other aspects of there for what happens to a woman in the workplace once she's had children that we scored very low on. Other areas that we didn't do so great was pay equity, so laws around getting paid and getting a pension. Our retirement systems are not very equitable for women.
You know, it's interesting in rankings of anything, but certainly in this is when there's ties. So we're tied with the Bahamas, with Kenya, with what did those countries look like?
Right. So they are not what we would consider our economic peers. Our economic peers like the United Kingdom and Germany and France. Well, France was one of those top six, but our economic peers are in the high 90s. The countries that we're tied with are more economies that are still developing, are not where we are. So it says a lot about us in that we may have some sociocultural aspects that allow women to succeed in certain ways, but we are not legally where our peers are in terms of the laws that we have in place.
So you just mentioned the laws, and we've been talking about this. Is gender equality under the law the same as gender equality, or is there some substantive difference?
No, there is definitely substantive difference. Now, this study only looked at the laws that are on the books. It did not look at how they are implemented, nor those sociocultural factors which may influence women's behaviors and men's behaviors that may keep inequality going or may make things more equitable even when the laws on the books don't have things in place. So this is not a perfect measure. However, we do know that when laws like this are in place and they are looked at across the board this way, you do seem to see better economic outcomes in the long term. So this report did look at where countries had put more laws into place and to see that they did have some better economic outcomes as a result.
Do reports like this tend to move any policies? Do you think that this will push the United States, or any country for that matter, into creating more of these laws and putting them on the books?
I think that it does create a global conversation around this. When we see things like this and we see that we're not being compared very well to our supposed economic peers, you do begin to have some good talking points on that. However, I do know that as a person who's been talking about paid leave and women's access to it in the United States for years and saying that we're one of three countries that don't offer it, that hasn't created a lot of movement. So you do need to have that sociocultural aspect that's driving change. That said, I do think we're in a moment right now in the United States to be listening to some of these issues around women and perhaps be able to move some of the indicators on policy.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Dr. Terry Boyer is director of the Institute for Women's Leadership at Villanova University.